All right, 20 minutes after 9, joining us right now, Sunny Anderson, celebrity chef, here to talk to us about a new series going on. Hey, Sunny, good morning.
Morning, how are you?
Good, how are you?
You know what, I know you guys, I'm doing all right. I know you guys are called the Rude Awakening, but I think we all woke up to a little bit better news this morning about Damar Hamlin, and so I'm happy for that.
Yes, indeed.
What, do we get more news? What's
well,
the latest
stable,
news?
Oh, okay. You know.
Okay. Oh, good.
But I think it's always touch and go. So just sending love to his family and, you know, all the fans. You know, NFL is like a family. Like, even though we have our favorite teams, we still, you know, like the players and the entire organization, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, it was horrific. I thought you were telling me some news, good, better news than that.
Yeah.
But that's, we're watching it all morning just like everybody else. Awful. Sunny, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. You know, I'm getting ready for the launch of our new show, NFL Tailgate Takedown. Kicks off tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on Food Network and Discovery Plus. And I love it because I got to travel around to a lot of these NFL stadiums that I adore, teams that are pretty cool, with tailgating fans competing against each other. So it's like I got to travel and eat tailgating food for a job. I enjoyed it.
All right, so now, I don't know, what team are you a fan of? Who's your team?
Well, I'm a big Giants fan.
Okay.
All right. But then I'm also like an Army brat, Air Force vet. So I moved around a lot. So, you know, I also still just love a lot of other different teams. Are you a big NFL fan? Are you a Commanders? Or
I'm from Chicago. I'm a Bears fan. We got a Bears, Ravens,
mm-hmm. Ravens.
Two Ravens and a Bears.
Yeah, I like the Ravens too. You know, it just depends. It really depends, right? It's all about the vision, who they're going up against. You know, sometimes I watch a game, I don't have a dog in the race. Okay. And then sometimes I'm like, ooh, I really need this team to lose. So, you know, my team advances.
Right. Well, we all do that, especially if you're a fantasy football player. Then you're just rooting for individuals. You don't even care who's playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So when it comes to tailgating, what makes a great tailgate food? Like I know the show, you guys have to be specific to the area, right?
Yeah, you know, I think a good tailgate, first of all, you need the drinks. But the tailgate food, mm-hmm. for me, is something that's handheld. I don't want to have to, like, sit down and balance a paper plate in my lap or something like that. So the standards, like the burgers, the hot dogs, the wings, you know, that all works, but what I really love about NFL Tailgate Takedown is we challenge the tailgaters to rethink tailgating or just take it to another level with those ideas in mind, making it handheld and something that you can enjoy while having a beer in one hand or a mixed drink or whatever, or a soda, whatever. And they really deliver for us. So at the end of each, you know, episode, we have a winner. They get a Yum Barty trophy because their food was yummy. And we send them to the game with some awesome in-house seats.
You didn't just really say the Yum Barty trophy, did you?
I love it.
Did you really?
That is a good one.
You said that.
Yeah.
This reminds me of that. This is like that Seinfeld episode about the lumbar yard.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Back in business. Yeah. Yeah.
What was it she said? I hope you don't have a really corny name.
Right. No, this place is the Lumbar Yard.
Yeah. Relax the back. Remember that?
Yeah. All right. So the Yum Barty Trophy. All right. So now if you win the Yum Barty, well, first of all, do you play different quarters in this? Describe this to us. Like, what are you going to see the first episode? What do we do? First down. What's first down in this? Take us through the first down of the tailgate takedown. What do you do?
Well, you know, the first thing we want people to do is make something with a dip.
Okay.
Right? Because I think there's no party without a dip.
Okay.
So we challenge them to make something that is handheld that also comes with a dip.
Okay.
And they really did well. I don't want to give away what happens in the first episode. It's the Giants. And the Eagles are in town.
Right.
And so we flew up some Eagles fans to Giants Stadium. We don't call it MetLife up here. We still call it Giants Stadium.
Oh.
And I will say what happened in the first round with the dips was pretty awesome. Like, you know, I didn't get to take bites of everything because Vince Wilfork, my co-host, he's also a former Patriots player. He's a big guy, and he would always beat me to the bite. We were trying to save some for the judges, But they really brought it home in this first episode. And really, every single episode, we're in a different city, so we get different kind of local food, local vibe, local ingredients, and it's a lot of fun.
I'm guessing Philly has to do something cheesesteak related. It's got to be dipping.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Let me tell you something. If those guys didn't make something cheesesteak reminiscent, we were going to be really upset. You know, and some of these tailgaters try to, like, cook against the grain, where it's like, we know you're expecting X, Y, Z, but we're going to give you A, B, C. We're like, no, we want X, Y, Z. So it's really fun to see them kind of put on the writ to their tailgate, but still keep it kind of grounded in what we expect of them. But yeah, we do see some cheesesteaks. We do see some burgers. We do see some of the local fare. Obviously, we're going to Buffalo, so better be some wings, huh?
Got to be some wings there. I went to a tailgate at the Link in Philly one time. It was insane. It was like these people brought out a whole kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
It was nuts. We got there, I think, about 11 o'clock in the morning. It was a night game. I was like, this is crazy. Crazy. They take it serious.
More serious than the game sometimes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the whole
thing. I mean, it is. It's pre-gaming. If you do it right, you don't spend a lot of money inside the stadium because we know stadium food is expensive. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you have a really good point there. Tailgates start, if you're doing it right, in the morning. So what I really love about the Giants game, our first at Wednesday night at 9 o'clock on Food Network is, you know, the Giants start early. So that first bite, I'm telling you, it's got a savory but sweet kind of crunchy thing going on, which you say to yourself, yeah, people forget that. Like, it's okay to serve some breakfast food at a tailgate because we're getting out there, you know, at dark 30, as we would say when I was in the Air Force.
Oh, well, thank you for your service.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I enjoyed it. It was a good 4 years of life, lots of travel. And I tell people now, first of all, it was an honor, but now it's a lifetime of discounts, and I'll take it.
my son's in the Air Force. He feels the same way. He loves those discounts, military discounts all over. Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't always like this, but I feel like everywhere you go now, you can get at least 5 to 15 off. And if it's not a national brand, if it's just like a local company, you ask, they'll always hook you up. Sometimes it's just tax-free. You know, it's 4 years. You already know. You see how much your son gets paid. It's 4 years of underpay for really hard work, lots of travel, being away from your family, and lots of stress. So, hey, man, next time you talk to your son, tell him I said congratulations on joining the force.
Sure. I'll talk to him today, I'm sure. But, no, I appreciate
Big
that,
family.
Sonny. So now you were also in our world too for a while. You were at Hot 97, right?
Yeah, I was in radio. I was in radio in the military as well. If you remember the movie Good Morning Vietnam with the late great Robin Williams, that's exactly what I did for my career. I spent a year in Korea doing radio over there, playing music for the troops, and I think my most requested song was Home Sweet Home.
Oh.
And then I came back to the States and I was in radio news. So when I got out in 97, I just kept on doing radio and I moved from market to market and ended up in New York at Hot 97. And I truly enjoyed it there. It was a labor of love. I'll tell you that much.
That's for sure. But you really did have a heck of a career with all that stuff, running around, traveling around, doing cool stuff. Good for you. And then how did you become a chef? Like where did that fit in?
Well, you know, because I grew up in the military and then moving around, I had a whole lot of flavors that I loved from all over the place. My mom cooked like her crazy. And so I just grew up, you know, wanting to eat how I grew up, you know. So when I became an adult and working at these radio stations, and especially in New York, I'd bring in leftovers. Mm-hmm. And that's what started it. My leftovers were like, people were, when are you going to bring in leftover dinner again? And, you know, then I started charging people for the food when they were asking for like a tray of mac and cheese or whatever. I just thought that it would slow the business down if I started charging them for the groceries. And really, it actually picked business up. So I catered and I talked about it on my radio show. Thankfully, someone that worked at Food Network was a fan that I did not know. And they suggested I come on the Emeril Lagasse show. I did that one time.
That's
and awesome. I've done TV before, you know, because in radio, we like to do TV. We feel like it'll allow our audience to see us in a different light and bring in more listeners. But this was different. And I thought, you know, wow, I can stop catering for just a few hundred people and provide recipes that hopefully if things go well, you know, thousands, if not hundreds of thousands and millions of people around the world can use. And so now years and years later, I still get really excited like it's the first day when someone tells me, like just the other day someone said they use one of my recipes for New Year's Day. It's their New Year's Day staple in their family. And I just thought that's that's an awesome vibe and feeling. I can't even explain. Makes me want to cry sometimes, happy tears.
I'll bet. No, that's great. That's very, very cool. All right, so NFL Tailgate Takedown. You said this is, you said Wednesday, right? It premieres Wednesday?
Wednesdays. Okay. I've already looked at the schedule. It's going to be rerunning like crazy. Please, everyone DVR, record, and watch at the same time, do everything. I just think it's a fun show. We want to do it again. We only got to six or seven cities. I've already been to a lot of stadiums. I'd like to go to the rest of them.
whose idea was the show?
I don't know. I know that the NFL and Food Network have been trying to figure out something for some time.
Okay.
So they finally figured it out. I don't know what executive, did the smartest thing ever, which is duh. I mean, it's food and it's sports, right? So, why haven't we done this? And for the first time, I'm able to, wear jerseys and say Super Bowl, which, it's in broadcasting, they own that. So we can't – I had a really good time. So, yeah, whatever big thinker, thought of this show,
good job.
Is an obvious show for Food Network, I'm appreciative. So, really happy to work with the NFL and could have never planned this life, man, as a football fan that loves to eat outside. And even before this, visit stadiums, just to visit stadiums.
Yeah,
this is a cool ride.
All right, well cool. Hey, listen, I appreciate your time. Sunny Anderson, again, check her out. NFL Tailgate Takedown, Food Network and Discovery Plus, kicking off this Wednesday. Thanks, Sunny. Take care.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye. All right, there she goes, Sunny Anderson.